You know, lately, Caps, there's been quite a rash of movies. In fact, some of the movies are pretty rash themselves. Been a rash of movies and books, too, about the glorious period of history when knighthood was in flower, such as Knights of the Round Table, Prince Valiant, The Black Knight, The Black Shield of Falworth, and many others, see? Well, tonight we're going to bring you our own version of what it would sound like if Jack Webb were to do one of those action-packed stories from medieval history on Dragnet, with Webb himself, of course, starring as one of those dashing knights in shining armor. So herewith, we bring you... Hairnet. The documented story of King Arthur's police force in action. The story you are about to hear is a dirty lie. It takes place around King Arthur's round table. Only the tablecloth was changed to protect the table. No, hairnet.
For King Richard the Chicken Livered. He is masquerading as a bum, but he is really the King of Farump. That is all. Rosenquist.
That's the way it was in Farump in those days. You couldn't tell the kings from the bums without a program. But I knew one thing. The king was wearing a suit of armor, and he was loose. My job? Find him. And tighten him. 12:35 p.m., December 6, 1649. I'd been riding for 3 days without a change of armor. I reported into hindquarters. That's right back at headquarters. I spoke to the chief of police, Sir Flatfoot.
I gotta have a new uniform, Chief. The old one's getting rusty.
Glad you brought it up, Sir Webb. The instructions regarding your new uniform are as follows. Steel helmet, steel vest, and steel pants. Any questions?
Yes. Can I buy my underwear?
Question Lady Hepzibah Van Rensselaer, the last woman to see Richard the Chicken Livered. I arrived at the castle and discovered her playing a game of jacks on the round table. I spoke.
All right, ma'am, hand them over.
Hand what over?
All I want are the jacks, ma'am.
Oh, bean juice.
I couldn't help noticing that round table, ma'am. Pretty expensive wood, isn't it, ma'am?
If you say so.
What kind of wood would you say it was, ma'am? Oak?
No.
Redwood?
No.
Birch?
Only after a heavy meal.
All right, Hepzibah, come clean. Who was that last night I saw you with?
I don't know. He got out of the castle before I could throw my net over him.
Strange things have been happening around this castle lately, and I'm going to find out why. Like that court jester who disappeared last week.
Oh, yes, we had to do away with him. We caught him stealing jokes from Abbott and Costello.
How do you like that? If it was true that they had you killed for stealing jokes from Abbott and Costello, then none of us was safe. I rode like the wind to warn Red Blanchard. But it was no good. He was hiding out in the Sunset District till this thing blew over. 10:45 p.m. I stopped off at the Sag and Dragon lunch wagon for a flagon of wild root cream oil. I sat next to a cat wearing a real crazy suit of armor. I spoke.
Hello. Hello. You King Richard the Chicken Livered? Yeah? What's the idea of hiding in that suit of armor? Trying to get away from my wife. How'd you know it was me? I saw your horse tied up outside. That's my wife. I could swear it was a horse. Have you ever seen my wife? No. Then shut up.
It was King Richard, all right, but I needed proof. I had to get him out of that suit of armor. So, I pushed him off the stool.
Anybody got a can opener?
Yeah.